voted one of Virginia's top newscasts.
What?
Now.
It's a brave new world right now.
On Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV, Amen FM, Charlottesville.
We're going to start off very, very sunny. Then we'll have some increasing clouds towards the afternoon hours. Temperatures climbing up to about 80 degrees.
53 degrees, Grant, outside of the Automated Office System Studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first.
Charlottesville City Schools calling on Governor Glenn Youngkin to drop a policy that would limit protections for transgender students in public schools.
The content is a general support of our students and the support of our policies currently in place. Charlottesville is on the forefront of this issue, always has been, and our policies have always reflected that, and we're going to continue to try to keep our kids, our students, safety first and respect for them first.
WCHV Radio spoke exclusively with Assistant Superintendent from the Virginia Department of Education, Elizabeth Schultz, who told us.
Most of the people who are being reactive have actually not sat down and read the document. And the document actually is designed and is labeled appropriately that we are going to respect and honor the dignity and privacy of all students. When they say they want to protect children, what they're saying is they want to protect the children from their own parents.
Charlottesville police investigating a break-in at a jewelry store. It happened Thursday at Keller and George on Millmont Street. It's unclear if anything was stolen.
AAA Mid-Atlantic says Virginians are paying a little bit more for a gallon of gas than this time last week. There's been a 7-cent increase in the average unleaded fuel price over the past 7 days. In this area, the lowest price is on average $3.35 in Albemarle County, $3.32 in Greene, and $3.31 in Louisa.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 53 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weekend Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station, welcoming you to the Crozet Arts and Crafts Fall Festival this weekend. Email joe at WCHV.com to win tickets.
This is your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast. As we head throughout our Friday, we're going to start off very, very sunny. Then we'll have some increasing clouds towards the afternoon hours. Temperatures, though, another very warm afternoon, climbing up to about 80 degrees. Now, those increasing clouds, that's a cold front that's going to be pushing through. No moisture associated with it, but some cloud cover, and it's going to kick our temperatures down for the weekend.
I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.